As the Dr. Ruth of ornithology, I'm asked all kinds of questions about the very private matters in birds' lives. One question that children ask me all the time, a question which grown-ups almost never ask, yet always prick up their ears to hear the answer, is, why is bird poop white? The short answer is, it's not. Bird poop can range in color from yellows and greens to browns and even black. When I was in Costa Rica this time, I held an injured blue-gray tanager for several minutes and was struck by the reddish color of its droppings. These tanagers eat primarily fruit, and it was easy to see tiny seeds and the fruity red pulp right there in the dropping. The truth is, a bird dropping contains two sets of material, the actual poop, which is the fecal matter, the waste that came through the intestines, and the urinary tract wastes, which meet up with the other material in the bird's cloaca, that backdoor vestibule to the whole house. The cloaca is large enough to hold an egg, but empties frequently. And whatever poop is in there usually gets coated with urine on its way out. Depending on how much food versus water a bird is taking in, sometimes there isn't much fecal matter compared to urine, and sometimes the opposite is true. But overall, virtually all bird droppings contain significant amounts of both. That t-shirt that was popular a few years ago, identifying which bird's various spatters of white came from, was anatomically incorrect because it only showed the white component of bird droppings. So the urinary component is the white part of a bird dropping, but that doesn't answer the fundamental question, why is it white? The excretory system's job is to remove wastes from the blood. This job falls to the kidneys. They filter out all the dead cells and other matter picked up by the circulatory system, and so the kidneys end up processing a lot of nitrogen. In mammals, that nitrogen is excreted as urea. It's yellowish, highly toxic, and needs to be diluted with lots of water. The kidneys begin working and filtering out blood before animals are born. In the case of mammal embryos floating about in the amniotic sac, any microscopic amounts of urine produced are shot into the allantoi, a little offshoot of the yolk sac separated from the amniotic fluid within the placenta. For us, the allantoi is the precursor to the umbilical cord. So as mammalian embryos develop into fetuses, our nitrogenous wastes are cleaned up via the mother's excretory system. Birds and other animals that develop within an egg can't replenish their body fluids as they excrete waste, and they don't have a mother to clean up their accidents, so to speak. So instead of urea, they excrete uric acid, which is equally toxic but immediately precipitates into a chalky solid in the allantoi. Sometimes when you find a hatched egg, you can see the little chalky deposit against the inner shell, which would have been that allantoi. Other animals that hatch from eggs, such as turtles and snakes, produce the same white urine for the same reason. Once they hatch, hummingbirds drink so much fluid in their normal diets that sometimes their kidneys excrete wastes as urea rather than uric acid. But overall, most birds continue producing uric acid, and so having that white coating on their droppings throughout life. When I was a bird rehabber, I checked the color of droppings on every bird that came in. The droppings are usually green on sick birds or ones that have had an injury for a few days and indicates that the bird hasn't been eating or at least not digesting food, so unused bile is eliminated rather than well-digested normal fecal matter. And black droppings were evidence of internal bleeding. This is all probably a bit more than you expected to hear about bird poop on this fine morning. And tomorrow, as the Dr. Ruth of Ornithology, I'll discuss our final topic with regard to avian private matters as I answer the burning question, do birds pass gas? I'm Laura Erickson, speaking for the birds.